Pleased to introduce the head football coach at Tennessee Martin, Jason Simpson, who happens to be Ty Simpson's dad. Jason, Merry Christmas to you, the family. So pleased you could join us. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning and Merry Christmas.
I can't, you know, that we had you on before, and the story you told, we're not going to get into this today, but the story you told about Ron Polk, and I've told people about that story, which was hilarious. But I wanted to ask you, if you can separate yourself as a parent versus a coach, how would you analyze the season for Ty Simpson with the Crimson Tide to this point?
You know, I don't think you can separate it. Most importantly, I'm a dad, so of a player. So I'm gonna tell you this: they won 11 games and are going to the Rose Bowl. So you know, if you look at it like that, season's going quite well.
Well, certainly you're very visible during the game since Tennessee Martin season is over with. You know, they pan the cameras out to you. What were you thinking in that Oklahoma game where the team fell behind 17-0?
One, it was cold and the wind was in my face whipping, so that was the first thing. You know, you needed just a spark, you know, in which they got, and you know, you just needed one play to kind of get them going, and you know, no matter who made it, and they did, you know, and so give that team a lot of credit, that coach staff a lot of credit to go in that environment and things not start your way and to find a way. No, it's pretty impressive to you know, unfold like that. You know, we can, people can criticize and say, oh, they didn't do this, and oh, this happened, and no, that was a team that was pretty mentally tough to be able to get a win on the road, and I give the coaches a lot of credit for that.
Does Ty talk to you before games or after games about strategy, about things that happen on the field now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I mean, he knows that, obviously, you know, understand those things, and so, yeah, it's not some, you know, we don't go into every detail or whatever, but, no, we talk every day.
What, you know, Lee over here asked you to kind of separate being a dad from a coach. What's the thought process down 17-0? He mentioned it. When does the coaching part of that personality, a psyche, come out? Do you just start talking about, all right, keep calm, next play? Or are you up here thinking, man, do we get out of here early? Where are we going for dinner? Like, it was a great season. Like, how does that play out in your mind? It's so unique as a dad and a coach.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure if you're a parent, so obviously as a parent, you're never thinking that, right? You're there for your kid and supporting him and his friends, so no, that never entered my mind. But number two, just like anybody that was watching the game or our game like that, if you're whether you know football, coach football or not, you know, just being a fan of football, you realize that, hey, we need something good and positive to happen for us. And momentum is a big thing, you know, in games. And so, yeah, just like I stated earlier, that's, you didn't know if it was coming or not, but once they got a couple of them, and then you make some things happen yourself, and then the opponent makes some mistakes. You know, I've been on both sides of those games like that. I've lost some, and it's so frustrating, and then I've won some, and you're fortunate.
Was there some play that Ty made in the Oklahoma game where you were just ecstatic about it, as a parent, but even more so as a coach, that he maybe picked up on something, picked out something on the defense that really resulted in a big play? Was there anything like that stuck out?
You know, I've gone back and watched the game a couple times and you know, able to slow it down with the remote and stuff. But there was a couple times that you could tell it was man coverage, and I thought it was, you know, pretty cool that they were able to, you know, to find that and you know, hit Lottie on the corner route for a touchdown, and then you were able to see the man coverage to Horton, you know, on the streak or the go ball, you know, outside. So I thought those were two, you know, two times that they were able to find the man coverage and take advantage of it.
So Ty was on a podcast recently, Bustin' with the Boys. I think it was earlier this week. I'm not sure if you heard it or saw it. And he talked a little bit about the conversation he had with Nick Saban about what his future would be in Tuscaloosa. Talk about Ty's future, that is. He said he talked about it, and Nick Saban said all the right things about, you know, I get it if you want to leave, but I also know that you can what you wanted to do when you got here, when you were getting recruited, and you've created value for yourself. And he gives him the whole spiel. And so Tide says, you know, he's going to go home. He's gonna pray about it. And he's like, you're right, I'm staying. And then next you know, Nick Saban retires. What was that conversation like with you and him and your family in those days where it's between he had that conversation with Saban and Saban then retired?
Well, yeah, I heard it, and you know, and there's another like 30 seconds left to that that clip of that. Ty answers that. He says, "Hey, as a son of a coach, you know," he said, "I get it. You know, I get what coach was dealing with." And obviously, what he was talking about that. And then he says, you know, "We even laugh about it today. You know, whether it be my family or him and Coach Saban, and not laughing at the situation, but you know, we understand it. And you know, the portal was coming into effect. You know, players, you know, college football was changing, totally changing, except for the rules of the game on Saturdays. And you know, so that's what Ty was saying. So yes, to answer your question, yes, you know, we talked about it. Okay, this is what you're dealt with now. You can do nothing about it. We have no animosity toward, you know, Coach Saban. That was a decision for him and his family. And then now, you know, what was best for Ty.
Jason, to that, and I'm going to add, obviously, you know, we've had conversations with the Senior Bowl. They'd love to have Ty here. That is, if he decides to leave. Do you have a hot take on how this could result? Is Ty thinking about coming back to Alabama, or is he looking to the NFL? Because earlier in the year, there was a lot of talk about him coming out and perhaps being as high as a number one draft pick.
Yeah, I kind of somebody. You know, I saw something the other day and said, oh, you know, the old Ty's back. And that's fine. That's just media take and stuff. But, you know, my answer was I thought he played maybe better the first Oklahoma game than he did the second one. But as a quarterback, you're judged. Ty knows this. For wins and losses and for, you know, turnovers. In that game they lost, you know, even though he threw for, you know, more yards that game, and you know, as a team, they had over 400 yards. But you're judged on turnovers, and there was a pick six, all right, and then there was a strip sack. I thought some of Ty's better plays in the game the other day was on the sacks that he maintained ball security, which allowed his team to punt or to kick a field goal, and that's part of playing in the, you know, playing the quarterback position. But that's not necessarily answering your question. Ty's focused on, you know, finishing this season, and we're certainly excited about the team going to the Rose Bowl. And you know, yes, he is draft eligible, but yes, he does have another year of college football, and so you know, those are two blessings of opportunities.
Yeah, and to that, and there's always a lot of sides to this, Jason, as you know, Coach Simpson, as you know. You know, some say, well, you know, he had a really good year for Alabama, and he'd be, you know, this might be here to come out. It's not quarterback heavy. Or the fact is, and we've seen this with other quarterbacks, they haven't had all that many starts, and he's just had 1 year of starts. Would it benefit him to come back and have another full year of starts under his belt?
I think the answer to all that is, yeah, they're obvious statements. 15 starts. In the SEC, you know, but in the SEC, you know, so yeah, I think all those are obvious statements. Who knows which one of them are right for a quarterback? I think it just goes down to what's most important to them, and you know what their goals and dreams are, and you know the rest of us. But I'm just as guilty as anyone else when you don't, you know, you judge people and their decisions that they make on of staying, going, how they played or whatever. You don't watch, you know, the whole games I Todd and I kind of laugh about that all the time. Is we're all just as guilty of just looking at somebody's stats and say they had a great game or they didn't have a great game or, like I said, they should go pro or they should, you know, should stay. You know, so that's what fills up the stadiums. That's what's making people listen to your show. You know, people are passionate about their teams, and you know, we've all got an opinion of when it comes to sports, because it kind of separates ourselves from, you know, the tough parts, you know, of our day. So that's why it's such a, you know, good bonding experience.
Jason, let me ask you this, and I'm only having fun with you because I know you have a great sense of humor. So how about on Christmas Day, Ty says, Dad, I'm giving you a present. I'm entering the portal January 2nd. I'm transferring to Tennessee Martin.
Hey, how about that? Right now, man. Hey, right now, if he asked me the question of, you know, what type of team you got coming back, I'd say, I don't know. Cause, you know, I got to fill probably like 35, 40 spots. Yeah. So it's wild, man. We visited 51 kids in 3 weeks in December, and I still got another 20 spots to go. So, you know, the only people that could visit in December were NAIA, D2, and junior college players. All right, so those were the hot, you know, recruits. All right, well, some decide to go places. Some decide, hey, let me see what's happening in January. Well, January 2nd, there'll be another 3,000 players, FCS, FBS, in the portal. All right, and then most people like us, we start school January the 8th. So you're trying to fill 40 spots, but yet, you know, kids, you know, are trying to wait out to get in the biggest stadium and make the most money that they can. It's pretty wild.
Speaking of wild, you're going to be watching, and I know you can appreciate this because of what you do for a living, but how wild is it that you're going to be sitting in Pasadena at the Rose Bowl on January 1 watching your son play quarterback in one of the most storied stadiums in the history of college football for one of the most storied programs in college football?
No, what a blessing, man. What a Jesus blessing that is. You know, we went out in 23, and, you know, that was my first time to be there, and it was a good family trip for us, and then, you know, such an exciting game, and unfortunately, you know, Bama came up a little short, but, you know, Ty didn't get to play in that game, right? You know, he was in a backup role, so this time he will. So, no, what a good dream, you know, and goal that he's getting a chance to accomplish.
Do you, is Ty actually in town now that he can spend Christmas with you? Or are they still in Tuscaloosa?
Yeah, they're still in Tuscaloosa. We got practice, I believe, today, and then got practice, I believe, on the 26th. So, yeah, we're actually, the family, headed down there this morning to be able to, his brother and sister and mom, and spend Christmas with him. And so, yeah, they just don't have time to leave town and get back for practice the next day.
Well, certainly as a coach, you understand that, right? It's like, I'm sure you've been through this. Hey, what's the status of his brother, the quarterback in high school?
Had a good season, won the state championship. He's got a lot of good players around him, and they have a really good program. So, you know, now moved on to the basketball season, so that's fun to go watch him play. So, looking forward to, you know, he's a basketball, baseball guy as well, so we just pick up one ball and go to the next, and then, you know, this summer pick football back up.
Is he getting a bunch of offers right now in football?
I mean, he picked up Miami and Oregon, and, of course, you know, Bama and Ole Miss earlier, so no, he's probably got, I don't know, 15, 16, so it's still early in the process, so we'll see how it plays out.
Did we get Ty anything for Christmas, or you want to give us a little insight? Did you wrap it yourself? Did you pick it out? Did you let mom handle that? What are we doing?
You know, I'm sure his mom, done something to spoil him, got him something that he doesn't really need. So I usually watch those as they unwrap and go from there. But I'm not sure exactly what Santa's got him this year. So I guess I'll be surprised on Christmas morning.
I think you're like me, man. You're past the days of having to stay up late the night before and putting stuff together, or realizing you don't have the batteries. Part of you misses it, but I know part of you doesn't.
Oh, absolutely. No, those are good days, but I can't take credit for that. I think my wife was in charge of all that.
Jason, let me ask you, is the whole family going out to the Rose Bowl, everybody?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Are you the whole family going to be sitting together?
Yeah, I assume so. Ty sets up the tickets. You know, each player gets, I don't know, 6 tickets or something like that. So, yeah, we should be. We have some friends here in town and Martin that are close with Ty that are going as well.
That's wonderful. What an experience that must be, you know, to go out there and see your son in a championship-style game. And hopefully it'll continue, get him all the way to the final game.
No, it'd be great. You know, obviously, tough challenge with, you know, obviously the number one team, number one seed in the little tournament, and well, you know, well deserved by Indiana. So, you know, tough challenge for the Crimson Tide.
Are you familiar with Indiana or Cignetti or any of that aspect of the game?
No, not really. I've watched them a couple times. I've never met Coach. You know, I think we've been there one time when he was in about the 8th grade, so that's kind of the extent of our familiarity to him.
Coach, thank you so much for spending some time with us here on Christmas Eve. Congratulations to you and your family and Ty. I know it's an exciting time for you guys. We want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas and safe travels, and we hope to do it again soon.
Hey, guys, thank you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and Roll Tide.
That's Jason Simpson, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate him coming aboard. We went a little long there, so I thought we'd come back. We'll tell you about the opening.